What about, used to, if people were going to buy a lot of flour, they'd usually buy it in a what? What would be the container? Just a whole lot of flour, you know?
Well, I would know this is... I don't know it, I imagine a basket of flowers, you got to call it, you know, could it come in a basket or something like that. You mean it's put out in the yard?
Oh, no, no, flour like you with you bake with.
Oh, flour, flour. I thought said flour.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, buy it in, we just buy it in a sack. And now you buy it, you see. We used to buy it in barrels.
Oh, yeah.
Back, you know, barrel of flour.
Right.
And it wood barrel.
Right.
And then you could buy a sack of flour, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did molasses or lard come in when you bought a fairly good amount of it?
Well, gallon buckets, tin buckets.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
And the lard would come in large stand, big five, whole 50 pound lard, 45 pound.
Well, if you were pouring some molasses from a big container into one that just had a small amount, what would you pour it through to make sure you didn't spill any of it?
Well, we'd always had this poured from the bucket. And if you pour it like it, you know, start pouring, and then we'd always have a, when you got, you pour what you want, you'd have a rag, something to wipe that off, you know, if you cut it off, it's easy, but something will drip, you know.
Well, some people use these things, I don't know if they're having to put some gas in that car, you know, it's got a wide mouth and then it tapers at the end.
Follow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And if you're driving a buggy, that thing that you use to crack to make the horses go faster, that's the...
Called a buggy whip.
Buggy whip.
How do you use the name?
Uh-huh. Okay. What about if you bought something at the store, at the grocery? The grocer would probably put it in a... what, so you could carry it home?
In a sack.
And that's usually made out of what?
Well, paper.
What about some kind of, what if you were buying a lot of fertilizer or something like that, what would that come in?
Well, you can buy it in the book or you can buy it in sacks.
Now, what are those sacks usually made out of?
Oh, paper. Well, heavy paper.
Mm-hmm. What about these sacks that are made out of this rough, heavy, coarse material? I don't know, you might get fertilizer or sometimes peanuts or something like that, put in those sacks. You know, it's not made out of paper, but it's kind of like, it's a rough kind of cloth-like material.
Toe sack.
Toe sack.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as a croaker sack?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay. If you were going to take some corn to the mill, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time? You say that's a...
A bushel or half a bushel, or three quarter of how much you want to carry. So you go in the mill, have it ground. We used to carry corn in the mill down there, but you know, I don't want to mill carry no more like that. We used to have our own... We'd buy a meal now, you know, all with it ground and everything stored. But I used to, me and my dad would... we'd go to grist mill and have it ground for to eat, and we'd have it ground for chickens, you know, chopped, we call that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people talking about a turn of corn, something like that?
A turn of corn?
Right.
Yeah. That'd be a sack that you carry to, like we used to carry to the mill. A lot of times they'd be, so many people there.